们先一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们在你面前向你低头下拜。
Lord, we bow down and worship before you.
因为你乐意用你的厚恩来待我们。
Because you're willing to give us your grace.
你吸引我们到你的面前。
You draw us into your presence.
你要用你自己的荣耀的丰富来做我们的供应。
And you give us your abundant grace and to become.
主啊，我们实在不能不向你说，我们不配的人竟然是如此的蒙纪念。
Lord, we cannot help but to say we are so unworthy, but we are remembered by you.
所以我们在这里一同来仰望。
So Lord, we look upon you.
我们愿意在这里听见你说话。
We are willing to listen to your words, Lord.
求你借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，把你从前说过的话，今天晚上向我们再说。
May you use the spirit of wisdom and revelation to speak your words to us once again.
叫我们里面因着你的话而有光。
So that we will have light because of your words.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你手里头所做的一切工。
Because all the words in your hands,
你口中所说的一切话,
all the words from your mouth,
都是为了要把你所买书的人固定在你荣耀的恩典里。
All of it is to establish your people in you.
主，所以我们在你面前说，你尽情照着你的心意向我们说，向我们做。
So Lord, we ask that you will speak freely to us and do whatever you like to do with us.
做到你自己感觉心满意足，我们也同样的心满意足。
And to a point that you are satisfied so that we are satisfied.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
晚上这段时间我们都等候在这里。
We wait upon you for this time this evening.
主啊，用着你的话向我们发出亮光。
Lord, may you use your words to shine upon us.
管理我们的心怀意念和我们的脚步。
Lord, control our thoughts and our steps.
但愿你的心意在地上给人完全的认识。
Lord, may your thoughts be known by many.
也给人十分的爱慕。
And as admired by us.
让我们这些称为你名下的人能在地上活出你所要我们活出的见证。
So we who are under your name will be able to live up to your testimony.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你在我们这些不配的人的身上是做了何等的工作。
Because you have done such a great thing on us who are not worthy of your grace.
把我们摆放在那样满有恩典又满了荣耀的地位。
So he put us to such a point that is full of grace and mercy.
但愿主给我们这些人都不叫你失望。
Lord, may we not disappoint you.
靠着你的怜悯，我们能活出你自己的心意。
Through your grace, we can live out your will.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look upon you.
谢谢我们的主。
Thank you, Lord.
带领我们进入你自己的话。
Lead us into your words.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们今天继续从耶利米书第四章那里再往前看。
We'll continue in Jeremiah chapter 4 today.
上一次我们看到神不住的在那里呼喊神的子民，让他们悔改，让他们回转。
Last time we looked at how God continued to call upon His people to repent.
特别到了第四章的时候，我们看见神说了那么一句话。
Especially in chapter 4, we see that God spoke.
如果神的百姓在神面前悔改。回转过来。
If God's people repent before Him,
神就说你们一定不给迁移。
God says you will not be removed.
好像神已经在这里说出了，如果他们还是这样的继续下去的话，那被掳的事实就已经确定了。
as if God was saying that if they continued in their deeds, they will be captured for sure.
但是神实在不甘心他的子民被掳。
But God was not willing for his people to be captured.
那所以神就一直在那里呼喊，呼喊。
So God kept saying.
又让神的百姓听见了，转回过来。
So that his people would listen and repent.
而神也很清楚地指出他们那个回转悔改的路该怎么走。
And God clearly pointed out the path of repentance.
那么说我们今天从第四章的第三节再开始看。
So we begin with chapter 4, verse 3.
那我们留意到神对犹大和耶路撒冷的人说了这样的话。
And the Lord says to men of Judah and to Jerusalem.
但是我还没有说他交通进去以前，我想和弟兄姊妹们提出一点，我们先留意的。
And before we share on this, I'd like to point out one thing.
从耶利米被选召以后
，Since Jeremiah was selected,
神向他说了好些话。
God spoke to him often.
但是一直说到现在，神还没有用他向神的百姓说话。
But until this time, God has not used him to speak to his people.
如果我们看得细一点的话
，If you read it in detail,
我们看到从第二章开始，一直到第六章的末了
，We'll see that from chapter 2 to the end of chapter 6.
都是神在那里跟先知两个人在那里谈话。
It's the conversation between God and the prophet.
谈的是什么呢
？What did they talk about？
谈的是神的百姓的光景和他们的遭遇。
It's about the conditions of the people of God and what they have encountered.
那我们就先要了解一下。
And we understand this.
神为什么跟先知耶利米这样说话呢
？Why did God say these words to Jeremiah？
那若是我们细细的留意。他们谈话的内容
If we pay attention to the conversation,
我们就发觉
We'll find out
就是在耶利米被召了以后
It's since Jeremiah was created
耶利米对神的心意和对神的性情还是没有非常有把握的知道
Since Jeremiah was called, he was not sure or was not very clear onGod's will.
那所以神就用了这一大段的话。
So God used all these words.
这一大段的话究竟是一次里面的谈话呢，还是多次的谈话的记录下来呢
？But was it all these words recorded in one conversation or through many conversations?
我们没有把握很确实的说得出来。
We're not very sure about that.
不过我个人感觉。起码不是在一次神向耶利米说的话。
But I feel like this is not only in one conversation.
应该是有好几次神向耶利米说话。
It should be throughout a few conversations.
这些话完全是在那里调整耶利米的心思。
These are all to adjust Jeremiah's heart.
那第二层呢？我们留意到这一点的时候
When we pay attention to this,
你会看到一件事情
You'll see that,
神要使用一个人
When God uses
或者说神要使用一个团体
When God, or God uses a corporation,
他不会说他使用就使用
He would not just use that person or the
我们总是看到他在使用以前
It's also always before he uses this person
神总是在这些人的身上有一些的工作
He will first work on these people.
特别是在他们心思上的调整。
Especially in adjusting the hearts.
要把他们整个的心思从人的那一个所站的地位、所想的光景，转移到神的地位和神所想的。
He'll adjust them to a point that they will switch from the thoughts and hearts that they have as a person to. God's wills and God's heart.
因为只有当人毫无保留的让神去得着的时候
It's only when the person will be used by God without reservation.
那然后神才能 好好的使用那一个人。
Then God can use this person freely.
那在耶利米书这里，我们很清楚的也看到这一个。
In the book of Jeremiah, we see this clearly.
如果我们从别的神所用的人身上去看呢？
If we see another person used by God,
我们也看到这样的光景。
We'll see this also.
弟兄姊妹，你看到摩西被神使用以前，神怎么来调整他？
You can see how Moses, before he was used by God, how God adjusted him.
他在旷野四十年。
He was in the wilderness for 40 years.
四十年里边，神在那里不住的，借着各种各样的方法来把他的心思调整。到神的心思里。
Throughout the 40 years, God uses all kinds of circumstances to adjust his thoughts and hearts to a point where it's pleased by God.
在新约呢，我们也看到保罗。
In the New Testament, testimony same as Paul.
当保罗在大马士路上遇见主以后。
When Paul was met by God on the way to Damascus.
神就把他带到亚拉伯的旷野里边去三年。
God led him to the wilderness of Arabia.
在那个地方做什么呢？
And what did he do there?
在那个地方仍然可以说是造就他，当然也就是心思上的调整。
God continued to establish him and adjust his hearts and thoughts.
要把他的所认识的不准确的带到准确的里边去。
So God adjusted him so that from his incorrect understanding to the correct understanding.
更重要的是让他在那里去经历神是又真又活的。
More importantly is to let him acknowledge and know this God is a living,
神不能用一个人
a living God.
他对神的那个领会只是在头脑里头的。
God cannot use a person who only know God in his head.
神所用的那个人不仅是头脑里边对神是清楚的。
Not only does this person has to know God clearly in his head.
在实际的经历上面也是清楚的。
In real circumstances, he has to know God clearly.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
如果我们细细去看圣经里面所记下来那些神所用的人。
When we read clearly about the people used by God in the Bible,
你都看到这样的过程。
We'll see the same thing.
做君王的也好。
No matter is a king.
你看到大卫，神也用了好多的时间来调整他。
Just like King David, God uses a lot of time to adjust him.
我们是在感谢神。
We thank God.
现在在耶利米的身上。
Now in Jeremiah.
我们也同样的看到。这个光景
We see the same condition.
谢谢。那么所以在神使用耶利米向神的百姓说话以前
And so as God uses, before he uses Jeremiah to speak to his people,
神是单独的与耶利米面对面的说话。
God spoke to Jeremiah alone, face to face.
要让耶利米的心思在神面前得着那个完全的调整。
In order for Jeremiah's heart to be adjusted correctly.
那我们能掌握到这个点的时候。
And when we're able to grasp this point.
我们读第二章一直到读到第六章，你就不会有太多。
Then as we read from chapter 2 to chapter 6, we would have not too much difficulties with the words.
不然的话你就觉得为什么就觉得在文字上为什么这样打转呢?
Otherwise, we would feel why would the conversation be like this?
那我和丁子们看上去你就会发觉的。
When we read on, we'll discover then.
那么现在呢,我们接上去说,神对耶利米说,你要对犹大和耶路撒冷的人说这样的话。
Now as we continue, we see God saying to Jeremiah, "You must proclaim this to the people of
Judah." 那是第三节啊。
That's in verse 3.
他说要开垦你们的荒地。
Break up your fallow ground.
不要撒种在荆棘中。
And do not sow among thorns.
哎，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们读到这两句话的时候。
And when we read this verse.
我们就觉得有点困惑了。
We might be troubled.
你说耶路撒冷还有没有开荒的地方啊？
Will you question that there is still fallow ground in Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷自从大卫在那里建立国都以后，
Even after David established the kingdom in Jerusalem,
经过所罗门的建设，
And through the design of Solomon,
经过了许多位君王的经营，
And through the execution of so many kings,
那耶路撒冷已经是建设的不差不多了。
Jerusalem should be built and established quite
well. 哪里还会有荒地呢？
Why would there still be fallow ground?
哪里去找一些田地是长满荆棘的？
Why would you still find ground that is full of thorns?
那弟兄姊妹，我们留意了。
Now brothers and sisters, we take note.
从上文和下文，
From the text before and after,
我们都留意到。
We can take note.
神用这样的话来指出犹大和耶路撒冷。
God uses these words to point out Judah and Jerusalem.
不是指着他们物质的环境。
It is not speaking on their condition physically.
是指着他们心灵里面的那一个光景。
But it's speaking of the condition that is in their heart.
那我们记得。
We remember.
耶利米给神呼召的时候，
When Jeremiah was called by God,
那是在约西亚王做王的时候，
That's during the days of King Josiah.
我们一再的提到这一点，
And we repeatedly mentioned that point.
约西亚做王的时候，
When King Josiah reigned,
从外面犹大好像有属灵的复兴，
Externally it seems as Judah was revived spiritually.
但实际上面还是留在拜偶像的光景，
But in fact they're still in the condition where of idolatry.
那如果从这个角度来看，神的眼中所看到的神的子民，
So if we look at that aspect in the sight of God of his people,
和称为神的名的地，
And on the land that also bears the name of God,
神看荒凉，
God see it is desolate,
长了荆棘了，
It is full of thorns,
不能再显明可以结果子的能力了，
And no longer can it bear fruit.
那我们看到这一点的时候，
And when we see that point,
我们就了解，
Then we'll understand.
神对耶利米说，你要告诉以色这个犹大人。
Then we can understand when Lord told Jeremiah to tell the men of Judah,
里头的荒凉已经到了极点了。
That the desolation that is in their spirit is to the utmost.
他们不应该在留在这种光景里。
No longer should they remain in this condition.
所以必须要把那种荒凉重新来开火发。
So you must once again break up the fallow ground.
就不要撒种在荆棘里。
And no longer sow amongst thorns.
谁都知道不撒种在荆棘里。
And we all know what that means not to sow in
thorns. 这个话说出来不是等于白说吗？
When we say it, it is just like we haven't said it at
all. 我们知道。
But we know.
神说这个话不是说物质的环境。
When God speaks these words, he is not speaking of the physical condition.
神不让他们撒种在荆棘里。
That when God tells them not to sow amongst thorns.
说实际的那个意思乃是。
In fact, it means.
你们不要盼望在邪恶的那一种事物的里面去得到满足。
Do not hope to gain your contentment or satisfaction in your evil ways.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得撒种就是为了收割。
Brothers and sisters, you must realize when you sow, you're expecting to reap.
那你撒在荆棘里面，你要收什么呢？
If you sow in thorns, what will you reap?
根本是没什么可以给你收成的。
There is nothing for you to harvest.
你要收就是收荆棘所结的。
If you want to weep, you will weep what the thorns give you.
神说这个不行。
God says that's not possible.
神不要他这样做。
He does not want them to do that.
神说你不要在荆棘里面去撒种。
And God tells them to not sow on thorns.
你别要在邪恶的事物上面再继续在那里耕耘了。
And do not continue in your evil ways.
那我们怎么会领会到这样的一件事呢？
And so how do we come to understand about it?
明显的你看到主在上面很清楚就说了。
Apparently you can see the Lord says very clearly later on.
第四节。
Verse 4.
他说犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民呢，你们当自行隔离，归耶和华，将心里的污秽除掉。
Men of Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem, circumcise yourself to the Lord and remove the foreskins of your heart.
那所以我们晓得上面神这样说的话乃是指着神的百姓在心灵上的调整。
So we realize when God speaks verse 3 he is speaking on the adjustment correctly of their heart.
要悔改。
That they must repent.
因为他如果他们悔改，
Because if they repent,
我们记得上边就说，我就不把你们牵进去。
We remember then before the Lord says that you would not be made wanderers.
更重要的,
even more importantly,
烈火要因着你们,
that the nations because of you would turn to God.
哦,这个是大事,
this is a great thing.
但是神是这样告诉他们,
when God told them this,
必须要他们能跟得上来,
they must be able to follow on.
必须是他们从心里面知道,
and they must know from their heart that we have gone on the wrong way. We have already forsaken away the glorious will of God. We cannot go on this way anymore. We must turn. No longer sow on thorns. We must return again, once again, to the glorious will of God. We thank God. God gives them a chance. So if you take note of verse chapter 3 and not to the end of chapter
4,
we continue to see it in chapter 6. That is a big passage. And you continue to see that God calls for them to go for repentance and calls for them to return. We thank God. Indeed, God has a very precious thought as He awaits for His people. But this awaiting is not without a time limit. There is an expiration. God cannot await for them without any limit. And even though God's relationship between Him and His people are eternal,
但是这个永远要维持在正常的里边, 神在他的子民身上,
but in order for this relationship to be in a normal relationship, God must work amongst His people.
有扶持,
He must support them.
有造就,
and there's edification.
有拆毁,
and there's breaking down.
有建造,
and there's building.
有管教,
and there's discipline.
有安慰,
and there is comfort.
那,所以神在他子民们的身上,
so God continues to work with His people.
要把神的子民 造成到一个地步完全配合神的荣耀的旨意,
in order to build His people until they are completely meet for His glorious will.
那若是神的子民不能跟得上来呢?
Now if God's people cannot follow on,
那是不是神还在那里慢慢地等呢?
Does that mean God will continue to tarry and wait?
神会等,
God will wait,
但是不是长久的等,
but it is not an eternal wait.
神会等,
God will wait.
神一直巴不得神的子民能从心里面心甘情愿地回到神的面前。God
is so willing for His people from their heart willingly to return to Him.
但是若是神的子民硬着脖子,
but if the people of God stiffen their necks,
不肯在神面前转回呢?
And are not willing to return to God,
那神还等不等呢?
Would God still wait?
神还收纳,不收纳他们呢?
Would God still accept them?
感谢神,
thank God.
神收纳他们,
He still accepts them.
但是神不一定,神就不一定在那里无限期的等,
but He will not, He may not wait for them eternally.
所以我们看到这里神跟耶利米说的话,
and so here we see the words that God says to Jeremiah.
你摸到神的那个情绪好像
we're able to touch upon the emotions of God, seemingly there are ups and downs. But the fact is that He is not having emotional ups and downs.
而是在他的工作的程序的里边有安排,
but He has arrangements in the sequence, in the order of His work.
那所以你看到当神在那里呼召他的百姓转回的时候,
so you can see as God calls for His people to return,
也告诉他们该怎么样转回的时候,
He also tells them how to return.
如果神的百姓肯听从,
if the people of God were only willing to listen,
那神就说了这样的一句话,
God spoke this word.
那仍然是第四节里边的,
it is still in verse 4.
恐怕我的愤怒因你们的恶行发作, 炉火早起，甚至无人能以熄灭。
Lest my wrath go forth like fire and burn with none to quench it because of the evil of your deeds.
这是很清楚告诉神的子民。
This clearly tells God's people.
你不要引动神的怒气。
Do not incur the wrath of God.
神是非常非常忍耐的神。
That he is a very tolerant God.
他也是非常非常能包容人的神。
And he is also a God who has great forbearance for men.
我们看到神对人的包容实在是我们很难想象是大到一个什么的程度。
Indeed, it's hard for us to fathom and comprehend the greatness of His forbearance for man.
我们忍受不了的神还能在那里忍受。
What we're not able to forbear, God continues to forbear.
我们看旧约的历史，看新约教会的经历，我们都体会了这一个。
And when we look at the history of the Old Testament, even the experience of the New Testament, we can come to understand that.
但是假如到了一点。
But for if it goes to a certain point, and man has sinned against God so greatly, that would make God feel to a point that these people have no opportunity to repent. If indeed that condition comes about, God will extend forth His hand of discipline.
我们看希伯来书十二章里边的话就很清楚。
And when we look at Hebrews chapter 12, the words are very clear.
许多称为神名下的人，
there are many who are under the name of God.
在他们心思里边从来没有神管教的这个观念。
In their heart, they do not have this concept of the discipline of God.
不晓得是他们故意忘掉神会管教。
We don't know if they intentionally forgot that God will discipline.
或者是在他信主的起头的时候，受了一些误导，以为神就是无原则的。向人显出怜悯。
Or that at the time when they believed the Lord, they were misled to a point that they thought the Lord will have mercy and forgiveness without any principle.
所以就一直就在这样的一种心思的里面来看神在我们身上做的工。
So they continued to have that heart and thought as they look upon the work of God upon themselves.
根本就没想到我们与神的怒气一致，神伸出手来。
And we did not think about that we will incur and bring about the wrath of God for Him to extend forth His hand to discipline us.
重一点来说是神鞭打我们。
To be more severe, we say that He is scourging us.
当然轻一点来说就是神干预我们。
Of course, if we put it lightly, we say He is intervening.
但是不管是干预也好，是鞭打也好。
So whether it is intervening or He is scourging us,
那管教和责备也好。
Or He is rebuking and disciplining us.
希伯来书十二章上面，你看到一件事。
Brothers and sisters, from Hebrews 12, you're able to see one thing.
神向我们是满了慈爱，这个没有问题。
There is no issue with the fact that He is full of compassion for us.
就是神管教、鞭打我们，也是在爱我们的这一个事实做基础的。
And even when He chastens and scourges us, He is doing it upon the foundation of love.
希伯来书十二章那里怎么说？
How does it read in Hebrews chapter 12?
他说，哪里会有儿子不接受父亲管教的呢？
It says that which son will not receive the discipline of a father?
不是接受管教的，那就是失子。
If we do not receive discipline from the father, then we are bastards.
就不是儿子。
Then we are not a son.
就不是儿子。
Because we are a son.
所以神才管教。
That's why God disciplines.
管教的事情在当时来说并不是很好受的。
And the discipline at the time is not easy to take.
但是结果却为受管教的人结出仁义的果子来。
But the result of the chastening is for us to bear the fruit of righteousness.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那他要伸出管教的手的时候，
when he extends forth his hand of discipline,
还是为着要把我们带回神要我们到的那个地步。
It is still in order to bring us back to the point where God wants us to be.
那所以我们在这里，你看见好像神在这里说话的情绪一下子从高处掉到低处。
And so here, when we see God speaks, it seems suddenly from the high point, he goes to a low point.
事实上不是的。
That is not the fact.
神一直在那里等着神的子民站在他的一边。
God is continue waiting for his people to stand on his side.
除非神的子民硬着脖子一直要背着神来行走。
Unless God's people would stiffen their necks and would not return to God.
神为了不叫他们落在那个悲惨的黑暗里。
And in order for them to not be in that sorrowful darkness.
神用管教来调转他们的脚步。
God will use discipline to turn their footsteps.
那是当神一提到这件事情的时候。
And so when God mentions about this,
神就马上就宣告了。
Immediately God declares.
宣告什么？
What does he proclaim?
以下的一大段话。
That is the passage to come.
就宣告。
He declares.
神已经定规了。要叫他们被掳到外邦。
God has already willed for them to be in captivity of the Gentiles.
神已经定规了，耶路撒冷要给人抢夺。
God has already willed for Jerusalem to be a spoil.
并且耶路撒冷，当时所接受的那些难处啊，是非常非常的重。
And the difficulty which will come upon Jerusalem is very, very severe.
严重到一个什么地方呢？
How severe is it?
重到我们我和弟兄姊妹看看第九节。
I'll read verse 9 with brothers and sisters.
耶和华说到那时，君王和首领的心都要消灭，祭司都要惊奇，先知都要诧异。
And it shall come about in that day, declares the Lord, that the heart of the king and the heart of the prince will fail, and the priests will be appalled, and the prophets will be astonished.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
君王感觉，君王和首领的心要消灭，这个我们大概还能体会一下。
Now we might be able to understand the fact of the heart of the king and the heart of the prince will fail.
而祭司一惊奇。
Even for the appalling of the priests, and for the prophets to be astounded. How can that be possible? Because the priests are so close to God. They know about the matters of God. And the prophets speak for God. Why would they be astounded? Dear brothers and sisters, if we take note of this,
这里是说到耶路撒冷，给抢夺。
This speaks of the destruction of Jerusalem.
神的子民被掳。
That his people would be in captivity.
这个事情一发生的时候。
And when this happens,
君王就觉得，哎呦，那么沉重啊。
The kings would feel, how can this be so great and severe?
祭司他们就在那里说啊。
And the priests would say,
怎么可能是这样呢？
How is this possible?
我们是敬拜神的。
We are those who worship God.
我们是侍奉神的。
We serve God.
神怎么可以把我们交在仇敌的手里呢？
Why would God hand us over to the hands of our enemy?
先知也在那里诧异啊。
And the prophets will be appalled.
神不是一直说我们很平安很平安的吗？
Does not the Lord say to us, peace, peace to us?
怎么现在会有这样的事呢？
Why would this be happening?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们晓得，
we know,
你不要看见祭司这两个词，你以为这个是很正派的祭司。
Do not look at the word priest and think they're normal priests.
你看到那先知这两个词，你就以为这些都是神的先知。
And do not think these prophets that you see here are the prophets of God.
如果我们用新约的话来表达一下，
Now if we use New Testament terms,
这些祭司是假冒为善的知识。
These prophets and priests are hypocrites.
这些先知是假先知。
And these are false prophets.
他们在那里乱讲神的话。
And they proclaim falsely the word of God.
乱传递神的信息。
And they are the wrong messengers of the message of God.
整个的犹大在那个日子里头属灵的光景是一片的黑暗。
And so they brought about the complete darkness of the spiritual condition of the people of Judah.
待会我们就引出一些经文来让弟兄们你看到这种光景。
And later on we'll lead to some verses so brothers and sisters can see this condition.
当这一批做首领的人，
And so this group of leaders,
政治上的首领，
their leaders politically,
社会上的首领，
their leaders in the community, their leaders in religion,
他们落到这种光景的时候，
and when they're in this condition,
也反映出一种情形，
it also reflects this condition from,
那是关乎人对神的认识，
And this has to be do with the knowledge of man.
这一种认识的就不仅是他们当时的那种光景。
And this knowledge is not only the condition which they had at that time. Even today, many a times would be in that same circumstance. Because the book of Jeremiah continues to proclaim for us the discipline of God. And so in man's heart, they're not willing to receive such a message. And they are not thinking that God will do this to them.
看到一个地方呢，你就看到了。
Because later on, when we read a certain passage, you'll see that.
耶利米在那里说啊，耶路撒冷要给攻陷。
And when Jeremiah says that Jerusalem will fall,
犹大要给掳到外邦去。
That Judah will be in exile.
那当时耶路撒冷的人是怎么反应呢？
At that time, how did the men of Jerusalem reply?
他们就是接连回答几句话,
and they just repeated
接连回答一句几次的重复一句话,
and several times they only repeated the same words.
我们有圣殿,
we have the temple.
我们有圣殿,
we have the temple.
我们有圣殿,
we have the temple.
这话什么意思?
What does that mean?
过些时候我们会看到这个话,
later on we'll see those words.
他们是觉得,
they feel
全地只有我们这里有圣殿,
in the whole land, only here that the temple is. Because the temple is the habitation of God. And the temple speaks of the fact that God dwells with us, that He lives with us, that He abides with us. How can it be possible that we'll be in captivity? How could it be possible that our city will fall? That is impossible.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个是当时的犹大的百姓的心思,
that is the heart of the people of Judah at that time. Every one of them was like that.
现在神就给耶利米说出这种光景,
and so now God tells Jeremiah of that condition.
这种光景也反映出许许多多人里边的那种情形,
it also reflects the condition of all the people there.
正如刚才我提过了,
just as I mentioned
before, 好多人只是知道神是怜悯的神,
many people only know that God is a God of mercy.
不大领会神也是管教人的神,
we do not quite understand that He is also a God of discipline.
更不会想到神会向人变脸的,
and we would not even think of the fact that He will change His countenance upon us.
但事实上,
but the fact is,
神会向人变脸,
yes, His countenance will change toward us.
并且神变脸变得最厉害的一次,
and the greatest change in His countenance
却是变在他儿子的身上,
was upon His Son.
比如说如果我们能领会这一件事情,
brothers and sisters, if we can understand this fact,
我们就知道,
then we know
神是可敬畏的,
He is worthy of our fear.
神不是跟人开玩笑的,
He is not joking with us.
虽然他是满了恩典满了怜悯,
even though He is filled with grace, love, compassion, and loving kindness. But because of man's foolishness, if we force God to a point of no return, yes, God's countenance will change.
弟兄姊妹，你记得我们的主在十字架上在那里呼喊,
brothers and sisters, do you recall the words which our Lord cried out on the cross?
我的神啊,我的神啊,为什么离弃我?
My God, why have thou forsaken me?
他是谁啊?
Who is He?
父怀里的独生子,
He is the only begotten Son in the bosom of the Father.
父怀里的独生子,
now if He is the only begotten Son in the Father's bosom,
那除了他神就没有儿子,
aside from Him, God has no other son.
那神怎么可以?
So then God, how can, is it possible that God would hide His face from Him?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we know.
我们的主背负了我们的罪孽,
because our Lord has borne all our iniquities.
神在他身上看到一个满了罪孽的人,
and God sees upon Him one who is filled with sin. So God had to hide His face.
弟兄姊妹, 毫无原则的向人显明 怜悯的。
That God is not one who will, without any principle, manifest mercy to man.
神乐意把他所有的怜悯和恩慈向人倾倒上来。
He is so willing to pour forth all of his mercy and loving kindness to man.
但是我们不能不注意。
But we must also remember.
神这样的倾倒。
When he poured forth in this way.
是倾倒在那些向神没有顶撞的人。
It is upon those who does not reject God.
并且这个顶撞是顶撞到一个地步，没有给神留下地步。
And this opposition of man to God is so great that there is no ground left for him.
那因此我们不扯得太远了。
No, we won't go too far off.
我们就留意到。
We can take note then.
当神向以利米说出犹大前面的结局是如何的
？When God speaks to Jeremiah, what the future of Jerusalem is?
哎呦，弟兄姊妹们，你看看。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
我为什么说，在这一段的交谈的里边，神是在那里调整耶利米的心思呢
？And that's why I say that in this conversation, God is adjusting Jeremiah's heart.
现在跑出头一个事实来。
Now the first fact comes about.
弟兄姊妹留意第十节。
Brothers and sisters, take note of verse 10.
耶利米听到神跟他说了这些话。
Now when Jeremiah heard these words from God,
耶利米有反应了。
Now he has a response.
他就把这个反应说到神的面前去了。
And so he expresses this response to God.
这个反应是什么样的反应？
What is this response?
不是正确的反应。
It is not the accurate response.
是反面的反应。
It is a negative one.
如果我们不是领会到神在这里调整耶利米的心思，
Now if we do not come to understand that God is here adjusting the heart of Jeremiah，
我们只是凭着我们那个错觉来看耶利米，
Then according to our misconception and we look at Jeremiah，
我们承认我们常常有这样的错觉，
And we confess many times we have a misconception that way，
我们认定神拣选一个人，
When we think when God chooses someone，
拣选一个人来为他做出口的，
especially when he chooses one to be his mouthpiece.
我们的错觉就是说，这个人一蒙神拣选，哦，他就在神面前是100%的绝对的准确。
Then our misunderstanding is that this person chosen of God will be 100% absolutely right.
弟兄姊妹们，没有这样的事。
Brothers and sisters, there's no such thing.
神呼召我们的时候是什么样子，我们还是那个老样子。
When God calls us, we are still just as we are.
神是呼召耶利米的时候，耶利米是怎样？呼召了以后的耶利米还是当时那个样。
How Jeremiah is after God called him, he is still the same.
正像神呼召摩西的时候，那个时候摩西是怎么样？给呼召了以后的摩西还是那个样。
Just as when God called Moses before he was called, after he was called, he is still the same Moses.
所不同的就是跟神的那个关系起了变化，就是。
The only difference is now he has a change in his relationship with God.
靠近神一点。
He may be drawing a little nearer to God.
亲密了一点。
He has gone closer to God.
但是对神的认识和经历上面来说呢？
But in his knowledge and experience of God,
跟被造的时候差不了太多了。
It is not too far off than when he was called.
那所以你就看到当时耶利米的那个反应。
So now we can see then Jeremiah's response at that time.
你留意第十节的话怎么说？
You can take note what verse 10 says.
耶利米就在那里反应了。
Then Jeremiah said,
他说哎哉，主耶和华啊，
Our Lord God,
你真是大大欺哄这百姓和耶路撒冷。
Surely thou hast utterly deceived the people in Jerusalem, saying,
说你们必得平安,
You will have peace.
其实刀剑害及性命了。
Whereas a sword touches the throat.
弟兄姊妹，你稀奇不稀奇?
Brothers and sisters, are you amazed?
你说耶利米怎么会上神说这样的话?
Why would Jeremiah say such words to God?
怎么会说神欺哄他的百姓?
Why would he say that God has deceived his people?
明明是说吗?
He says that very clearly. You have utterly deceived your people.
你欺哄了耶路撒冷的人了。
You have deceived the people of Jerusalem.
你说一定有平安。
You say there is peace.
但事实上却是刀剑临到了。
But the fact is the sword has touched our throat.
那听说你，现在我们装的这一个，你看上头的，刚才我们所谈了一大段。
Now brothers and sisters, you look at this in the passage before this.
神说我，你们不必迁移。
God says that you will not be moved.
人听神的话呢?
And if man obeys the voice of God, we only hear what we want to hear.
他不想要听的呢,
what we do not want to hear, no matter how many times God says it, we will not hear it. So when God says you will not be made wanderers, we heard it.
但神说,
but God also says that only when you repent this will happen. Only when you return this will happen.
如果你们不悔改的,
now if you would not repent, you would not return.
我的怒气就发着,就发起,就无人能以熄灭。
That my wrath would be like fire that no one can quench. And we did not hear those words in.
只听进那个, 哦,
we only heard the words that we will not be made. We will not be made wonders. We will not be we will not be scorched by God because he is a God of mercy. Brothers and sisters, man's foolishness is oftentimes like that, that we make fools of ourselves. That we even have a lot of reason there saying, God said it. That he said we will not be moved. He says we'll have peace. Yet we forgot the fact that God said we will have peace, we will not be made wanderers. There's a condition. We did not hear the condition. So as a result, we hold on to the good result. And we do not want to hear the bad result.
弟兄姊妹你看,
brothers and sisters, you see,
连连利米都是这样,
even Jeremiah was that way.
那我们就说,
then we might feel, oh, there's comfort for us.
因为这种愚昧不是只是我们有,
because we're not the only ones to be foolish in that way. Even Jeremiah was that way.
连连利米都有了,
and so if Jeremiah was that way, what are we?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, do not have that kind of thought.
你晓得,
you must know,
耶利米, 才被主, 呼召,
Jeremiah was not called by God for too long after
this time.
He was called during the reign of King
Josiah.
And these words are spoken to him by God during the reign, the days of King Josiah. So to Jeremiah, his spiritual days are still very young.
那我们呢?
As for us,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, very ashamed.
我不说我认识主的名，我说我就是从清楚得救到现在。
Now I won't say the fact that when I knew of the name of the Lord, but when I was clearly saved to now.
也50几年了。
It's been over 50 years.
你不能跟耶利米来比较。
You cannot compare it to the situation of Jeremiah.
耶利米也一年半载也说不定。
Maybe for Jeremiah at that time it was a year or half a year.
如果不是主怜悯,
if it's not by the Lord's mercy,
你50几年蒙恩得救了又怎么样?
So what if I've been saved by grace for over 50 years? If it's not by the Lord's mercy, even when I hear the Lord's words, it is only half.
甚至一半都没有,只有四分一,
even not, maybe not even half, maybe one fourth.
甚至是四分一都没有,只是有,我要听的那些我就听到。
Maybe not even one fourth, but only the parts that I want to hear.
我不要听的,我全没有听进去。
And I did not hear any of the ones that I did not want to hear. Brothers and sisters, indeed, that is our foolishness, but thank God.
耶利米虽然, 是带着这样的愚昧,
though Jeremiah has such foolishness,
但是他做对了一件事,
but he did one thing right.
他把他的愚昧带到神的面前,
he brought his foolishness before God.
他没有把他的愚昧带到人的中间,
he did not bring his foolishness in the midst of man.
我们常常啊, 愚昧起来的时候,
many a times when we are foolish, we bring our foolishness in the midst of man.
所以你看见了许许多多的无风起浪的那个事情在神的中间不是常常都发生吗?
And so we see so many things come about for no reason before God.
为什么?
Why?
人把自己的愚昧带到 人的当中去,
because man brought their own foolishness in the midst of man.
为什么要带到人的当中呢?
Why do we have to bring it in the midst of man?
也许是盼望从人那里得一点安慰。
Maybe it's we want to gain some solace amongst men.
盼望从人那里得一点同情。
Or maybe we would have some compassion amongst men.
甚至盼望给别人认识我在一些这样的困扰的里头我是怎么样的。
Or maybe to a point we want others to understand the situation we're in and the difficulty we're in, how we are.
不管那个动机是如何。
Regardless of what the motive is.
你是说因为我受委屈我要找个人来诉诉苦。
You say it's because I'm grieving, so I have to tell someone about it.
反正把人的愚昧带到神的面前就是一个非常非常不准确的做法。
It is because if I brought my foolishness before God, it is something very inaccurate.
感谢神。
Thank God.
耶利米没有，他当时是有人的愚昧。
Yes, at that time Jeremiah had man's foolishness.
但是他却没有做愚昧的事。
Yet he did not do something foolish.
你看到，他就把他里面过不来的那个事情，他带到神的面前。
And so you can plainly see, he brought before God what he could not let go of, what troubled him.
上神说
，So he clearly said to God, O Lord God,
你真是大大欺哄你的百姓和耶路撒冷啊
！Surely thou hast utterly deceived this people in Jerusalem.
这个话我们不敢说，但是他敢。
We dare not say these words, but he was willing.
他所以敢，因为他知道。
He dared to say it because he knew.
我什么话都可以跟神讲。
I can come before God with anything.
也许是我错了。
Maybe I'm wrong.
我错了，神会纠正我。
If I'm wrong, God will correct me.
如果我对了。
If I'm right.
那神会给我说阿门，那我就很有把握的来跟随。
Then God will say amen to me, then I can follow with confidence.
那这是耶利米的一个很宝贝的一个心思。
And so this is a very precious heart that Jeremiah had.
他把他里边的黑暗带到神的面前。
So he brought the darkness that was within him before God.
啊，虽然这个话是好像真的是很不妙。
And so even though these words seem very bad.
神啊，你欺哄你的百姓。
God, you have deceived your people.
明明说，神非人，必不骗，必不骗人。
Even that it says that God will not deceive men.
诗篇上的话嘛
，That's words in Psalms.
诗篇上的话，耶利米该念过嘛？耶利米是比诗篇年轻多了。
And Jeremiah is much younger than the Psalms, so he should have read through the Psalms quite well.
明明说神不是人，他不会撒谎。
And so it clearly says that God is not man; he will not lie.
那怎么现在耶利米跑到神的面前说神啊，你欺哄你的百姓
？And so why would Jeremiah come before God and say you have deceived your people？
感谢神。
We thank God.
神没有因着耶利米这样好像说了不准确的话而向他动怒。
God did not have anger toward Jeremiah just because he said some wrong words.
神相反的很清楚的对耶利米解说。
On the contrary, God very clearly explains to Jeremiah.
为什么神的百姓一定要被掳。
Why is it that his people must be in exile?
并且要掳他们的人已经发动了。
And even those who would take him captive already is at work.
但虽然这个事情已经是迫在眉睫了。
And so, even though this is right at the door, there's no turning back.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
你看见神仍然在那里说那同样的话。
God still says the same words.
弟兄姊妹们，你注意十四节。
Brothers and sisters, take note of verse 14.
耶路撒冷啊，你当洗去心中的恶，使你可以得救。
Wash your heart from evil, Jerusalem, that ye may be saved.
虽然从北方的，从那巴比伦那边的那个军队已经开动了。
Though from the north, the army of Babylon is already at work.
是那么紧张的这时刻了。
It is such an anxious time.
耶路撒冷
，O Jerusalem，
你当洗去你心里边的恶
，Wash your heart from evil，
使你可以得救
，That ye may be saved。
神并没有骗他的百姓
，God did not deceive his people。
神是指出那个平安的路
，God points them the way of peace。
平安的路是这样走
，And this is the way of peace。
洗去你心里头的恶
，Wash your heart of evil。
你不要存留任何的恶在你的心思
，Do no longer lodge any evil in your heart。
你如果是这样的话。
If that's the way you are, you will be saved. You must be saved.
弟兄姊妹们, 在这个时候啊,
brothers and sisters, during this time, if we still remember history, we mentioned before,
照着犹大的历史上来看,
according to the history of Judah,
在马拿西的日子,
during the days of Manasseh, Judah ought to be in exile.
我们不是提过吗?
We mentioned before.
但是结果,
but as a result, even during the reign of Manasseh, Judah was not captured.
还有一件事情, 如果弟兄姊妹你注意的话, even
one more thing, if you take note, it is unimaginable to you.
犹大被掳的那个主要的原因是马拿西。
The main reason that Judah was in exile is because of Manasseh.
但是如果我没有记错的话,
but if I remember correctly,
在犹大做王的那些大卫,连同大卫自己在内, 大卫的子孙, 没有一个做王做到像马拿西那么长久。
There's no one king, including David himself and his sons, that reigned as long as Manasseh reigned. You say, how's that possible? He is so bad. And he has brought down the entire nation of Judah. That because of him, God will put Judah in exile. Why is it that he can still reign for over 50 years? Brothers and sisters,
那个秘密在哪里?
Where's that secret?
那个秘密乃是在马拿西的悔改。
That secret is in the repentance of Manasseh.
坏是最坏的那个王。
Yes, he is the most evil king.
但是因为他肯悔改,
but because he was willing to repent,
神给他的怜悯显出也是特别的大。
And so the mercy of God toward him is exceedingly great.
不然是迟延了犹大被掳的这件事。
On the one hand, yes, it did tarry the captivity of Judah.
并且还让他在王位上经过很长的日子。
And even more so, he was able to continue to reign for a long time.
那马拿西从那次悔改一直到他死，他没有再。
And so upon that repentance of Manasseh until his death, he did not turn his back toward God anymore. But it was still also Manasseh who brought about the captivity of Judah.
因为马拿西是把那个外邦的假神大量的
It's because of Manasseh that brought about a great deal of false gods, the Gentile gods, into Judah.
是这样的一个人。
And he is such a person.
那虽然他悔改了,
and though he repented,
但是他留下的影响却影响的犹大一直脱不开。
But the influence which he brought about is something Judah cannot get rid of.
以致神指着犹大说, 犹大要被掳, 乃是因着马拿西。
Even to a point that God says that Judah is in captivity because of Manasseh.
那是现在是神说, 耶路撒冷啊, 你当洗去心中的那个恶, 使你可以得救。
And so God says, O Jerusalem, wash your heart from evil that ye may be saved.
那他们心中的恶是恶在什么地方?
And so what is the evil that is in their heart?
弟兄姊妹千万不要以为 他们拜偶像,
brothers and sisters, do not think it is because they worshipped idols.
当然拜偶像是那个表现,
yes, worshipping idols is the phenomenon, is that result.
但是这里说是心中的恶,
but here it says the evil from your heart.
不是行动,
it is not their action.
是心里头的意念,
it is their intention in their heart.
是这个心里面的意念,
it is the thought of their heart.
是野神怒气的,
and it is the central point which brings about the wrath of God. And it's because of that wickedness that brings about the expression of idolatry. What is that evil? Brothers and sisters, if you look at the end of verse 17, she has rebelled against me. Judah, Jerusalem has rebelled against the Lord God. This declares the Lord. God says they rebelled against me. They have rejected me. They have turned their backs to me. And that is the evil that's in their heart. And because of that, they have the external expression of worshiping idols. And so God speaks because of that reason.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们常常读旧约的时候,
many times when we read the Old Testament, we did not take notice of the spiritual matters.
在原则上和新约,
that in principle it is the same as the New Testament.
神做工的那一个原则虽然有点改变,
and though the principle in which God works have a little adjustment,
但是属灵的事实的原则是一点没有更改的,
but the spiritual principle has not changed at all.
我们在新约的时候,
in the New Testament,
我们非常明白的也强烈的指出, 我们在神面前整个的生活的基础不是在外面寻找什么根据。
We clearly understand and strongly point out that a spiritual life is not based upon external things, what we find,
而是要根据我们里面的生命,
but must be based upon our life within.
而我们常常说的, 在新约的里面我们所学习的功课是, 里面决定外面。
And many a times we say that the lesson we learn spiritually in the New Testament is that what is internal determines what is external.
里面是我们的心思和意念。
Internal is our mind and thought.
是我们的感情。
It is our emotions.
感觉。
It is our feelings.
但是里面这个心思意念感情感觉,
but this mind, this thought, this emotion, this feeling within,
必须是出自
must be from the new creation, the new life.
那跟随这个新造的生命,
and when we follow this new creation, this new life,
我们这个人就活得对,
then we'll live correctly.
如果不跟随里面的那一个生命,
if we do not follow the life that is within,
外面也许我们做得好,
then externally we might do very well, but we may not be right.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is very solemn.
新约这是很清楚的,
this is very clear in the New Testament. There is no question. But in the Old Testament, it is still the same.
用着你看,
brothers and sisters, and the words that God says to Jeremiah just clearly tells us,
要得着挽回,
if you want to gain repentance, that you would not be in exile, you must wash your heart of evil. And what is that evil in the heart? It's because the relationship with God is not correct. We have rebelled against God.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
所以神给耶利米指出犹大的愚昧和耶路撒冷,
so God points to Jeremiah the foolishness of Judah and the ignorance of Jerusalem.
虽然是那么厉害的那个事情要发生,
though this great thing will come about,
百姓里边没有反应,
within the people there is no response.
所以神就给他们下了一个结论,
so God gives this conclusion about them.
22节,
these words are very heavy, very severe.
22节上头就是说到巴比伦的军队就要来到了,
and before verse 22 it says the army of Babylon will come.
但是这些事情对神的百姓来说没有什么动静,
but these matters to people of God has no response at all.
22节神就给他的百姓下结论了,
and so verse 22 God gives this conclusion of his people.
耶和华说,
the Lord says,
我的百姓愚顽不认识我,
for my people are foolish, they know me not,
他们是愚昧无知的儿女,
they are stupid children.
留意底下两句话,
now pay attention,
有智慧行恶, 没有知识行善,
they are wise to do evil, but to do good they do not know.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
就完全是亚当的性情所辖制的人的光景,
this is completely a condition of the confinement by the nature of Adam.
那当时整个的犹大跟耶路撒冷的人都落到这种情形,
now the entire people of Judah and Jerusalem are in that condition.
他们有智慧行恶,
they are wise to do evil,
没有知识行善,
yet they do not know to do good.
为什么呢?
Why? Because of the evil from their heart. Continues to reject God. Continues to turn their backs to God.
那存着这样的一种光景在神的面前,
and when we are in that situation before God,
引出什么结果呢?
What result would that bring about?
耶利米当时,
at that time,
他看见了一个结局,
Jeremiah saw this end.
23节,
verse 23.
先知说,
the prophet says,
我观看地,
I looked on the earth,
不料地是空虚混沌,
and behold, it was formless and void, and to the heavens,
天也无光,
and they had no light.
我观看大山,
I looked on the mountains,
不料尽都震动,
and behold, they all shook,
小山也都摇了摇去,
and all the hills moved to and fro.
我观看,
I looked,
不料无人,
and behold, there was no man,
东东飞鸟也都躲避,
and all the birds of the heavens had fled. I won't go on.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
连着一点点,
even this little bit,
你就看到那个光,
we can see how severe that end is.
严重在什么地方呢?
Why is it so severe?
你说一片荒凉哦,
you say it is desolate.
一片荒凉哦,
it is barren.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
一片荒凉就能 说出当时的光景吗?
Can we merely say it is desolate to describe the situation? It's even much more severe than desolation.
比如说当你读23节的时候,
brothers and sisters, when we read verse 23, do we find those words very familiar?
是啊,
yes, yes, they seem very familiar.
这哪里见过?
Where have we seen it before?
创世纪第一章第一节,
it is in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
当你领会到这样这样的一种光景的时候,
now when we come to understand this situation,
你就看到这一个悖逆的结果实在是很严肃,
then you come to realize the result of this rebellion is so severe. How severe is it? It has fallen into the same principle as the fall of Satan. Is this not the condition that's mentioned in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2?
地是空虚混沌,渊面黑暗,
the earth was formless and void.
那是太严重了,
that is indeed too severe.
Oh, 耶利米当时因着神的那个宣告, 他在灵里面就看到这个堕落的这个结果,
and at that time Jeremiah and his spirit saw the end of this rebellion because of the words proclaimed by God.
叫耶利米心里面更受不住的,
so even in the heart of Jeremiah, what he cannot forbear,
那是87节,
it's verse 27.
神在那里肯定这个事,
God confirms this.
耶和华如此说,
for thus says the Lord,
全地必然荒凉,
the whole land shall be a desolation.
不能更改了,
it cannot be changed.
他信了,
it is confirmed.
就是这样,
it, that's the case.
哎呦, 感谢神,
but thank God.
感谢神,
thank God.
当神说的那么严肃的时候,
when he is so solemn,
你留意,
you take note,
神带着怜悯的心情又发出来了,
once again, God's mercy is expressed.
如果我们越过这一句话,
if we pass over this,
我们看到28节,
and we see verse 28,
你会看到,
then you see,
因此必要悲哀, 在上的天也要黑暗, 因为我言已出, 我意已定, 必不后悔, 也不转意,
for this the earth shall mourn, and the heavens shall be dark, because I have spoken, I have purposed, and I will not change my mind, nor will I turn from it.
厉害吗?
Is that great?
好厉害,
yes, it is that severe.
感谢神,
but thank God.
神把那个情形那么严肃地摆了出来,
God places that situation out so severely.
但是神的怜悯却没有减少,
but God's mercy did not decrease.
所以27节, 28节那些话都是很沉重的,
and so though the words in verse 27 and 28 are so heavy and severe,
在这些沉重的话里边就插进了一句满了安慰的话,
but in the midst of these words is some words of comfort. Yet I will not execute a complete destruction.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是神的宣告,
that is the proclamation of God.
但是这个宣告不是只是说说而已,
but this declaration is not only by word. If you go to verse chapter 5,
翻到第五章的时候,
if you go to chapter 5,
你看到他好像向巴比伦发出命令上去攻打耶路撒冷在那里毁灭。
It seems like he is giving Babylon a commandment, go to Jerusalem and bring about destruction. But in the middle of verse 10,
神是活定了一个界限,
God has drawn a boundary.
但不可毁坏禁忌,
but do not execute a complete destruction.
只可除掉他的枝子, 因为不属耶和华。
Strip away her branches, for they are not of the Lord.
只是把那些不属于耶和华的抹掉。
Now only take away that which is not of the Lord.
你虽然在那里去攻打,
though you are attacking,
但是你不能尽情在那里为所欲为。
Do not utter a complete destruction, whatever you want.
你不能毁坏禁忌。
You cannot have a complete destruction.
这是对巴比伦人说的。
That's spoken to the Babylonians.
那第四章那里的是神跟先知宣告这个事情。
And so in chapter 4, God declares that to the prophet.
第五章这个第十节就上巴比伦人。
And in chapter 5, verse 10, he draws the boundary for the Babylonians.
然后18节的末了, 他向神的百姓发出保证。
And then at the end of verse 18, he gives this guarantee to his people.
我也不将你们毁灭尽尽。
I will not make you a complete destruction.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们实在不能不在神的面前低头敬拜。
Indeed, we have to bow our head and worship before God.
景象的时候,
it is such a severe phenomenon. Yet God did not forget his promise to Abraham. He did not forget his promise to Isaac and Jacob. And he did not forget his promise to David.
他答应过所罗门献殿的时候的那一个祷告。
And he did not forget that he has answered the prayer of Solomon at the dedication of the temple.
他对他所拣选的百姓一直用着手暗暗的扶持。
And he continues to use his hand to hiddenly support the people whom he has chosen.
哦，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当我们看到神这样的时候,
when we see God in this way,
我们不能不再往深一层去,
we cannot but go a step deeper,
看一看,
to see,
难道耶路撒冷在那个时候, 真的是没有可挽回的地步了吗?
Is it true to a point that at that time Jerusalem is without a point of return?
我们实在感觉神不是给人逼到没有路走，他都不会做这样的事情在他的子民的身上。Indeed,
we truly feel that if God is not forced to a point where he cannot act anymore, that he would not treat his people this way.
我们开始的时候不是引过以西结书上的那些情形。
Even at the beginning, we brought about the scenes, the visions in Ezekiel.
耶路撒冷的人一直把神从圣殿的圣座上逼到要离开耶路撒冷，回到天上。Even
to a point, we saw that the people of Jerusalem continued to force God out, even from the cherubims, to return to heaven.
那在这里。 我们就看到一个事情,
here we can see one thing.
当神是这样的宣告耶路撒冷的那个结果的时候,
when he proclaims the judgment of Jerusalem,
他好像给以色列百姓一个挑战。
He gives this challenge to the people of Judah.
第五章第一节,
chapter 5, verse 1.
他说你们在耶路撒冷街上跑来跑去, 在宽阔处寻找,
roam to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem and look now and take note.
找什么?
What are we looking for?
你去看看有没有找到一个人?
Look and see.
他行公义,
if you can find a man
他求诚实的,
who does justice, who seeks truth,
你找不到的,
you cannot find it.
如果你能找到一个,
if you can find one,
我就赦免这个城,
I will pardon her.
弟兄姊妹们,当神说话说到这样严肃的时候,
brothers and sisters, when the words of God are so severe,
你说我才不相信,真的连一个都找不到,
you say, I don't believe that they can even find one who is righteous.
那耶利米不算,
now, aside from Jeremiah,
耶利米当然是不算,
of course, it is beside Jeremiah.
因为耶利米是替神传出这个消息的,
it is because Jeremiah who is giving this message for God.
除了耶利米以外,你再找到一个, 行公义,求诚实,活在神的面前,神说,你在耶路撒冷找不到一个,
and so, to be clear, God says, besides Jeremiah, you find one who does justice, who seeks truth, you cannot find one.
那这些人嘴巴里面都是指着神启示的,
now, with all these people, with their lips, they swear to God.
但是所说的话都是假的,
but all the words are false.
那是第二节,
that's verse 2.
但这样的话,
but these words,
在以西结书里面, 也出现了,
appear as well in Ezekiel.
我们看见以西结书22章,
if we look at Ezekiel chapter 22,
你看到是说的同样的事情,
you see it says of the same thing.
22章念一念就可以,
we can just read chapter
22. 我们看22章的从28节开始吧,
if we start with verse 28,
其中的先知为百姓用喂兔泡的灰摸肠，就是为他们建虚假的意象，用谎诈的占卜，说主耶和华如此说，其实耶和华没有说。国内众民一味的欺压、惯行抢夺、亏负困苦从法的贝里西亚寄居的， 留意30节了, 我在他们中间寻找一人重修墙垣, 在我面前为这国站在破口防堵, 使我不灭绝结果, 却找不到一个。
From verse 28 to verse 30, pay attention to verse 30, that he cannot find one.
弟兄姊妹,这段话所说的, 不就是跟耶利米5章里面所说的是,
now, brothers and sisters, the words in Ezekiel, isn't that the same fact that is in Jeremiah chapter 5?
耶利米当时大概也觉得这个太不可思议了,整个耶路撒冷那么大,找一个人都找不到。
Maybe at that time, it was also hard for Jeremiah to imagine this. It's such a large city in Jerusalem, we cannot even find one.
所以你看第四节的时候,
so, when you see verse 4,
他就说了,
then he says,
我说这些人实在是贫穷是愚昧,因为不晓得耶和华的作为和他们神的法则。
Then I said, they are only the poor, they are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord or ordinances of their God.
这些贫穷的人,他们不知道神的法则。
These who are poor and foolish, they do not know the way of the Lord.
我去找那些上层的尊大的人,
I will go to the great and speak to them.
对他们说,
and I will say to them,
因为他们知道神的话,
because they know the way of the Lord, they know the ordinances of God and the principles of God.
哪里晓得, 耶利米就说, 我找到他们的时候, 却看见他们的那种光景。
Yet, as Jeremiah tells us, when he found them, that's their condition.
他们根本就没有把神放在眼里。
They did not, were not mindful of God at all.
是你看,我要去见尊大的人对他们说话,因为他们晓得耶和华的作为和他神的法则,哪知这些人齐心将恶截断,睁开那个神所。
I will go to the great and speak to them, for they know the way of the Lord and the ordinances of their God, but they too with one accord have broken the yoke and burst the bonds.
他们行了极多背道的事,
and they have done much transgression.
你看到一件什么事情?
What do you see?
上层的人是这样, 下层的人也是这样。
Those who are great and small, they are all the same.
整个耶路撒冷, 从上到下, 从下到上, 都是这样。
So the entire city of Jerusalem, from top to bottom, bottom to top, they're all the same.
以致神说啊,
that God had to say,
要找一个人,
Just to find one
能与神表同情的,
that will find agreement with God.
找不到,
he cannot find one.
所以, 好像神在那里问耶利米,
and so it seems as if God is asking Jeremiah. Of course, these are not in the Bible. But you can realize it seems as if God is asking Jeremiah. That is their condition.
怎么能改变?
How can they change?
不被掳了?
That they would not be in exile to change this fact.
没有可能,
it is impossible.
哦,弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们实在需要主格外的怜悯我们,
indeed, we need extra grace from God.
我们看见当时,
if we're able to see the condition of Judah at that time,
and we're
able to see what heart that God has toward his people. It is not that God does not speak to his people, but the people of God does not want to hear from God. It is not that he hides his works from his people. That he does not speak, not to mention the recordings in history, even in their daily living, God shows them his works.
神说,
God says,
你们看到这些的情形,
when you see this condition,
你们怎么可以不敬畏我的?
How is it that you do not fear me?
他怎么,
what does the Lord show them?
22节,
verse
22.
The Lord says, why do you not fear me?
我以永远的定力, 用沙为海的界限, 水不得越过,
for I have placed the sand as a boundary for the sea, an eternal degree, so it cannot cross over it.
上到底下, 波浪虽然翻腾, 却不能逾越, 虽然普, 平衡,
though the waves toss, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot cross over it.
但是我的百姓背逆我的心,就是这样的越过我而去。
Yet these people have a stubborn and rebellious heart and have departed upon from me.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
如果我们会看神的作为,
if we're able to comprehend the works of God,
神提出这个话叫他的子民去看,
God mentions these words for his people to see.
你看, 海沙是很软的, 又细的,
you can see how fine, how feeble the sand is. Yes, the waves are great and strong. But God has made a natural law there. Regardless of how strong and fierce they are, they cannot cross the boundary. And God's sovereignty is so clear. There's nothing that can go against these natural laws that God has set. And God also says to them,
接上去说的,
he continues to say,
如果你们好好的跟听从主的话,
if you will follow my word,
神也就按时赐予给你们, 就是秋雨春雨, 按时下到你们那里,
who gives rain in its season, both the autumn rain and the spring rain.
感谢赞美我们的主,
we praise and thank our Lord.
主从好多方面来让他的子民去看他的作为, 去领会,
from all aspects, God shows his people his works for them to understand his heart.
但是, 犹大的百姓, 实在没有给神有一丁点的地位,
but the people of God did not give any ground at all to God.
所以结果呢,
so the result,
被掳的事情就没有办法不来临,
their captivity will come about.
虽然被掳的事情不能改变,
and though their captivity cannot change,
但是我们确实看见被掳的前因后果,
but we're able to see the reason before and after the captivity.
也看到在那个过程的里边, 神所存留的机会和挽回的
And we're able to see throughout the process God's opportunity He gives them and His awaiting for them to be restored. That is the history of Judah. But in these histories, it has spiritual principles. And this history will not come about again. But these spiritual principles continue to appear amongst men.
我们愿意主给我们从其中看到, 我们持守在神面前的那一个路程,
we're willing for God to show us amongst them the way which we will hold fast to.
不叫我们落到耶路撒冷曾经受过的
so that we would not fall into the shame that once fell upon Jerusalem.
本来我想今天晚上就结束了，就是神给耶利米的心思上的调整。
I was planning to wrap up this part where God will adjust the heart and thought of Jeremiah.
不过不行了,
but I cannot do it.
不过只是剩下第六章一章。
We'll leave chapter 6.
我们留到下一次再补完。
I will finish it next time.
我想今天晚上我们就交通到这了。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.
但愿主给我们确实的怜悯。
May the Lord indeed give us true mercy.